God reached his hand down from the sky. He blooded the lamb and he set it afire. He said, fear me again. No, I'm your father. Remember that no one can breathe underwater.
Hi, this is Davy Jones and Paloma of PiratePods.com. Today we are speaking with Hutch Harris, both the guitarist and vocalist of the Thermals.
What are you wearing?
Oh, okay. That was a great first question. I'm in my underwear, actually. I'm in my underwear, and I have wear a quasi T-shirt, and I still have my socks on, actually, because I passed out with my socks on. We got home late from New York City last night, and then the interesting thing is, I woke up and I put my fist through a window. I didn't put my fist. I put my hand through my bedroom window this morning.
Oh, no.
So I'm in my underwear cleaning up broken glass.
You don't need stitches. Did you have to get stitches?
No. I just cut myself. I just got a couple little cuts. Besides that, it's fine.
Ouch. What color are your socks?
They're brown. This place called Fabric World in North Portland, which is like the best, like, I don't know, it used to be the secret place to get old clothes and mostly shirts and socks, but they have good brown socks there at Fabric World.
So, Hutch, what's your story? Can you just give us a little background on yourself?
What do you want, the sex, the drugs, or the rock and roll?
All of it, man. All
my
of it.
My story is I was born in New York City. My dad was a piano player in off-Broadway plays. We moved to San Jose, California when I was 8 years old. He got into high-tech Silicon Valley. My mother was a nurse. And then I met Kathy Foster. She's from Sunnyvale, not far from San Jose. We met just after high school, just as we were graduating high school. And then we started playing in bands, and we've been playing bands together for almost 10 years, I think, or maybe a little over 10 years.
Wow.
And then we started the Thermals 5 years ago, and that's about it.
If we were to run an AV cord from your brain to a television screen, what would we see and hear?
Probably a lot of anger, and let's see, well, it depends. You probably think about what I'm eating next a lot, I think. I'm mostly concerned about what I'm eating, like, at the present time, and then what the next meal is going to be. I don't know what else. You need a little, some anger, I'm sure. Violent, disturbing images replayed over and over on your television set.
The lyrics in Pillar of Salt are something such as, we built too many walls, and now we got to run. Is out to crush us. A giant fist is out to crush us, that is.
Giant fist.
Yeah. Can you explain the meaning of those lines or that song?
That's the giant fist of God that we're talking about.
All right.
That's always ready to crush you. And that song is based on the Sodom and Gomorrah story from the Bible. So when we talk about building too many walls, we're talking about the walls, the city being crushed by God. We're talking about being seen as sinners by the religious world, and not having a problem with that, celebrating that. We were born to sin. We know everybody, we know everyone is. We know you tell everyone that. So it was more like, it was picturing like modern day U.S. as this Sodom and Gomorrah of types filled with just sinning and depravity. And so it was about escaping the wrath of God before he comes to kill you for all the terrible things you've done.
Built too many walls. Yeah, we built too many heaven.
Something that really impressed me was when I heard that you guys refused to license a song for the use in a Hummer commercial. So,
totally.
Yeah, could you tell me what you think the music industry and the world, for that matter, would look like if people stuck to their guns? Then I started thinking about it in a different way. I mean, generally it sounds like a good idea for people to stick to their guns, but do we want assholes and jerks to stick to their guns?
I think a lot of people don't have guns, so that they can't really stick to them. It's just not, stuff like that is not an issue for a lot of people. So I think it's a lot more of not people saying, oh, I really have this ethical dilemma, but I'm just going to go for the money. I think a lot of people just don't have that dilemma, and I'm very jealous of those people.
Lashes and grins, ask backwards medicines, they follow. They know I might need you to lead. And part the sea so we can cross if they follow us still.
I think some people just don't think. I mean, well, everyone has their own code or lack thereof. I think most people find a way to justify things that they don't feel good about, but end up doing anyway. For us, it was just like we didn't want to find out the hard way that you like feel like a whore for the rest of your life and can never make anything. We were just afraid there's no going back, you know. So I'd rather, you know, it's almost playing it safe or as far as I'm thinking.
No matter how many showers you take, right, you just can't get the smell off you, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I already like to shower a lot anyway, so I don't want to.
That's good.
Spend the rest of my life in the bathtub.
So could you tell me the meaning behind I Hold the Sound?
Oh, the Sound is a post-apocalyptic love song. Yeah, so, you know, if we're thinking of, you know, obviously the body, the blood, the machine is a, if it's not a concept record, there's definitely like a loose story in the lyrics. This is really you and your lover at the end of the world, and you're the only two left on the earth, which is pretty fun, which is pretty scary, too. I think it's a good love song because if there's nothing else in the world, the only thing you have to worry about then is each other.
We walk now, we can breathe. The earth is flat, the sky is round. It's early still, the moon is cold. We walk now, we walk alone. I hold you, I hold the sound. I hold the sound. I hold the sound.
If you could put anyone in prison, who would you lock up?
You'd have to lock up Bush or Cheney, I think. I mean, if you're talking about people that actually committed crimes, I mean, these are people who should be locked up anyway because they're very guilty.
We're with you on that one, man. If you woke up tomorrow and found out something that you believed in was actually false, what would you want that thing to be?
Oh, that all people are basically evil? it's confusing question. And then I would wake up and then realize that all people are actually good. That's an okay one. Let me think of, maybe there is no God. That would, I don't know, that would be something that if I woke up and, you know, that's something I kind of think is true. If I woke up and that were not true, I think I would be...
You'd have some explaining to do.
Relieved. Curiously relieved, and then I might be even more scared than I am now.
If you could keep only one home appliance and get rid of all of your others, which one would you keep?
That's probably going to be the toaster oven, I think. Because there's really, you can't, and you know, the toaster oven, you can toast things, obviously, and then you can make almost anything.
You can bake cakes in it, yeah.
You can. You can make a small cake. But yeah, I'd have to keep the toaster oven.
Doesn't taste like toast, though? A cake that you make in a toaster oven? Oh, huh.
No, I bake numerous things in the toaster oven. Oh.
You know, I was listening to An Ear for Baby. And I hear I hear a dichotomy in the song. You know, could you tell us about it? I mean, there are a few lines that say, "Stick to a numb stare, strip to your underwear. It's time for you to be cleansed." Of course, I'm screwing it up because I'm not singing it like you can. But then you get to, "For Christ's sake, remember we're your friends." It's odd because you know there are these orders, but at the same time, we're your friends. You know, I don't know if you care to explain that.
Well, that's an ironic, I mean, that's like a sarcastic line, but right. There are two narrators for that song. I mean, that's Remember Where Your Friends, like with an evil wink. It's more like, you know, when Bush is telling you, remember where your friends, mm-hmm. It's like, but when we do switch to the, when we do go to the chorus, what we're listening to in the verses is obviously someone, you know, rounding you up and you're getting sent off to some terrible gulag, or, you know, your private life is over. For you to submit to the new regime. But then what we're hearing in the chorus is actually someone, a friend of yours or a relative who's actually kind of knows the way out and is going to help you get out of there. But no, remember where your friends, that's still coming from up top, and that's, you know, with an evil wink. Survival, and it's not about revolution, it's not about overthrowing whatever terrible government is in charge. It's the point where there's no, I mean, yeah, I think we start at a place of no hope, and then we move to a place where there's a hope for a few.
Besides playing music, what's your favorite way to spend the day?
Just absorbing any other culture. I mean, pop culture, a movie. I like movies, and I like reading a lot. We've been touring so much the past like year, uh-huh. 2 years, I just spend a lot of time like doing very little, mm-hmm. mostly watching movies and reading. Nothing too exciting.
Right on. What are you listening to these days besides your own stuff? I'm not sure if you sit around and listen to your own music.
I have not for a very long time. I listen to, I love the new Clinic record. There's this band called Shaky Hands. It's from Portland that just put out a new record that's really good. Wow. I've been listening to the Kingsbury Manx. A lot. I used to listen to them, whatever, when they were a couple years ago. I really like the Dead Moon retrospective that Sub Pop put out last year or whatever.
Right on.
And I like that new M, or not, I guess it's not new, but that last M Ward record I really like too. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any last words before I ask the final question?
No, I'm just very excited for the final question.
It's a really good one. Okay, are you sitting down?
I am. I'm
all right.
Almost playing tennis.
All right, take a deep breath. Will you please give us your best pirate impression? And there goes an ambulance in the background. That's great.
Yeah, hold on. Let's wait for that because I can't. Yeah.
No, we want this to be good. Wait for the ambulance to pass. We live by a fire station.
Okay. What was the question again?
Will you please give us your best pirate impression?
Okay, the best pirate impression. What's the context? Like, who am I talking to? I always think of the Simpsons. I don't know what his name is. The pirate on the Simpsons is my favorite. I don't know exactly. What do the pirates say? Arr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was that, you just snip that in there right after you had that.
But you have to say it with more gusto. Come on.
We are just a child, we are just a child. We are wide awake, but our legs are shaky. We're unaware, we're hyper as we stare into space with grins on our faces. So give us what we're asking for, 'cause either way we're gonna take it. Our power doesn't run on nothing. We need the land you're standing on, so let's go. Move it. We are old as hell, we are old until the children wake.